clarifying your personal why. You ever notice how two people can be standing in the same place, doing the same job, working the same hours, dealing with the same stress, and yet their experiences are completely different? One of them looks exhausted, frustrated, counting the days until they can quit. The other seems steady, focused, even energized by the work. And from the outside, it doesn't make sense. They have the same title, the same workload, sometimes even the same pay, but what's happening internally couldn't be more different. Here's the part most people miss. The difference usually has nothing to do with talent, intelligence, or work ethic. It's not that one person is stronger or smarter. It's that one of them knows why they're doing what they're doing, and the other doesn't. When you don't have clarity of purpose, every challenge feels heavier. Every setback feels personal. Every long day feels like proof that you're on the wrong path. But when your purpose is clear, the same challenges feel temporary. They feel like part of a bigger story you've already committed to. Think about it this way. If you're only working for a paycheck, then every problem becomes an emotional tax. A difficult client drains you. A slow month shakes your confidence. A bad week makes you question your entire career. But when you're connected to a deeper reason, something that actually matters to you, those same obstacles don't hit the same way. They're still frustrating, but they don't derail you. You understand what you're building toward, so you can tolerate the discomfort that comes with growth. Clarity of purpose acts like an internal compass. It keeps you moving in the right direction when motivation fades, when results are slow, and when nobody is cheering you on. It helps you make better decisions because you're not reacting emotionally to every situation. You're filtering everything through a bigger picture. And that's why two people can live the same schedule and have completely different levels of energy, focus, and resilience. Burnout rarely comes from doing too much. Most of the time, it comes from doing things that don't feel meaningful to you. When your work connects to something you genuinely care about, you can handle far more pressure, far more responsibility, and far more uncertainty than you ever thought possible. That's the power of knowing your why. It doesn't make the work easier, but it makes the work worth it. When you don't know why you're doing what you're doing, everything feels harder than it needs to be. A small setback feels like a major failure. A slow week feels like proof you made the wrong choice. You start replaying decisions in your head, wondering if you should have gone a different direction, chosen a different career, or taken a safer path. And over time, that constant questioning wears you down. Not because the work itself is impossible, but because you don't have anything anchoring you to it. When your why isn't clear, your mind fills in the gaps with doubt. You second guess your progress. You compare yourself to others. You wonder why things aren't moving faster. And eventually, you start asking the most dangerous question of all. Is this even worth it? That's usually not a work problem. That's a clarity problem. But something changes when your why is solid. When you know exactly why you're doing what you're doing, the hard days don't disappear, but they hit differently. They don't feel like signs you're failing. They feel like part of the process. You stop taking obstacles personally and start seeing them as steps instead of stop signs. You understand that discomfort doesn't mean you're off track. Sometimes it means you're right where you're supposed to be. That's why clarifying your personal why isn't some motivational exercise or feel-good exercise people do at a conference and forget about a week later. It's foundational. It's what keeps you grounded when progress is slow. It's what keeps you steady when the excitement wears off and the real work begins. Your why becomes the thing you return to when things get uncomfortable, uncertain, or frustrating. When you're clear on your why, you don't need constant motivation. You don't need external validation. You don't need everything to go perfectly to stay committed. You already know why you started, and that reason carries you forward. It gives meaning to the grind. It gives context to the struggle. And most importantly, it gives you a reason to keep showing up, even on the days when quitting would be easier. That's the difference between drifting through work and building something with intention. One wears you down. The other strengthens you over time. And the only real difference between the two is clarity of purpose. Your personal why is the reason you keep showing up when there's no applause, no recognition, and no immediate reward. It's what pulls you forward on the days when no one is watching and no one is validating your effort. It's not your job title, and it's definitely not your income, even though money can come from it. Your why sits much deeper than that. It usually lives at the intersection of three things. One, what you genuinely care about. Two, what you feel naturally drawn to fix or improve. And three, the kind of impact you want your life and work to leave behind. When those three line up, you get that feeling and you know it. The work feels heavier sometimes, but it also feels meaningful. To get clear on it, you have to ask yourself questions most people avoid because they require honesty. What frustrates you enough that you can't ignore it? What problems do people constantly bring to you, even when you're not asking for them? What do you find yourself explaining, teaching, or helping with over and over again? And then take it one step further. When you picture yourself 5 or 10 years down the road, what do you hope people say about you when you're not in the room? Not what you sold, not what you owned, but what you stood for. The answers to those questions point directly to your why, even if they feel uncomfortable at first. Once you identify that core reason, everything starts to change. You stop making decisions based on pressure or comparison. You stop chasing every opportunity that comes along. Instead, you start filtering choices through alignment. Does this move me closer to what I care about, or does it pull me away from it? That clarity makes decision-making easier and faster. It also protects you from burnout because you're no longer running in every direction. You're moving with intention. When motivation fades, and it always does, your why is what keeps you steady. It becomes your anchor. It reminds you why the long hours matter. It helps you stay consistent when results are slow, and it keeps your actions aligned with your values instead of your emotions. That's how you build momentum that lasts, not through hype or hustle, but through clarity. When you know your why, you don't need constant motivation. You already know exactly why you're doing the work. Here's the truth most people miss. Your why doesn't have to sound impressive to anyone else. Doesn't need to fit neatly on a social media post or make sense to people who aren't living your life. It just has to be real enough to carry you through the days when things feel heavy, slow, or uncertain. The power of your why isn't in how it sounds. It's in how it holds you up when motivation disappears. A lot of people get stuck because they think their why has to be grand or inspirational. They think it has to be about changing the world or building some massive legacy. But for most people, the real why is quieter than that. It might be about providing stability for your family. It might be about proving something to yourself. It might be about creating freedom, breaking a cycle, or building something you never had growing up. None of those sound flashy, but all of them are powerful if they're true. When your why is honest, it gives you resilience. It gives you permission to keep going even when progress is slow and recognition is non-existent. It keeps you grounded when things don't go as planned, and it keeps you moving forward when quitting would be easier. You don't need anyone else to understand it. You just need it to be strong enough that when the day gets hard, you can remind yourself why you started and keep going anyway. That's the difference between chasing motivation and building endurance. Motivation comes and goes. Purpose stays. And when your why is real, it doesn't need applause. It just needs commitment. Take a few minutes today and write down your why in one sentence. Not the polished version, the real one. Then let that guide the way you show up tomorrow. As you wrap up this episode, I want you to sit with this for a moment. Your why doesn't have to impress anyone. It doesn't have to sound polished. It doesn't have to make sense to people who aren't walking your path. It just has to be real enough to carry you when the work gets hard, when the results are slow, and when motivation fades. If you take anything from today, let it be this. Clarity beats hype. Purpose outlasts motivation. And the reason you keep going matters far more than how fast you're moving. When you know your why, you stop drifting, or you stop chasing everything. You start choosing what actually aligns with who you are and where you're headed. So before you move on with your day, take a minute and ask yourself what's really driving you. Not the version you tell other people, but the honest one. That's the thing that will keep you steady when no one's watching and nothing feels easy. And that's what this podcast is about. Not perfection. Not waiting for the perfect moment. Just taking the next right step. Because at the end of the day, you don't need to have it all figured out. Just do something. The end.